Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address the nation at 5 p.m. New GST rates to come into effect midnight tonight. Reduced rates across a wide spectrum of consumer goods to bring relief to the common man. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh to embark on a two-day visit to Morocco today. U.S. President Donald Trump demands to regain control over Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. Taliban rejects. Festival of Mahalay being observed in different parts of the country. In sports, Anand Kumar Velkumar bags gold in 42 kilometers marathon at World Speed Skating Championships in China. And in Asia Cup T20 cricket, India to take on Pakistan in Super 4 stage clash in Dubai. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be addressing the nation at 5 p.m. today. The Prime Minister's address will be broadcast live by all stations of Akashvani and Doordarshan. It will also be streamed on Akashvani Live News 24/7, an entire network of Prasar Bharati. In view of this, the news bulletins of 5 p.m. and 5:05 p.m. stand cancelled. On this Independence Day, from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms. His vision was realized on the 3rd of this month, when the GST Council reduced tax rates in many sectors to ease the lives of citizens. A report.
The Council has simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. An additional slab of 40% has been introduced for selected items including tobacco and luxury items. The GST Council approved rate rationalization with a focus on the common man, labor-intensive industries, farmers, agriculture, health and key drivers of the economy. Under the new structure, food items including ultra-high temperature milk, chhena, paneer, pizza bread and chapati will attract zero tax. GST on agricultural equipment like tractors, harvesting and composting machinery has been reduced from 12% to 5%, marking a significant step in the agricultural sector. The government has also reduced the GST on two-wheelers up to 350cc from 28% to 18%. The reduction in GST will bring relief to lower middle class families, young professionals and gig workers who depend on affordable transport for their livelihood and daily needs. Small cars, which previously were a part of the 28% slab, have also been slashed down to 18% under the next generation GST reforms. Talking to Akashvani News, Abhi Pratap, a Delhi resident, has welcomed the reforms. He said that this step will help the middle class in fulfilling their dreams.
मैं अभी अपने लिए GST दरों में कटौती होने के कारण जो 28% से 18% हुआ है, मैं अपने लिए बाइक लेने जा रहा हूँ इस दिवाली में. इस सरकार का मैं तहे दिल से धन्यवाद करता हूँ कि इन्होंने मिडिल क्लास फैमिली के लिए बहुत बड़ा कदम उठाया है, जिससे आज हम अपने सपनों को पूरा कर पा रहे हैं.
The new tax rates will come into effect from tomorrow. Shivang, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Arunachal Pradesh and Tripura tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees. In Arunachal Pradesh, he will lay the foundation stone of two major hydropower projects worth over 3,700 crore rupees. In Tripura, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the development work of the Mata Tripura Sundari Temple Complex at Mata Badi under the Pilgrimage Rejuvenation and Spiritual Heritage Augmentation Drive Scheme. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will embark on an official visit to Morocco beginning today. This will mark the first ever visit of a Raksha Mantri to the North African nation, highlighting the growing strategic convergence between India and Morocco. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, during the visit, he will hold a bilateral meeting with his Moroccan counterpart, Abdel Latif Lothaye, to strengthen defence, strategic and industry cooperation. He will also attend the inauguration of Tata Advanced Systems Maroc's new manufacturing facility for the wheeled armoured platform at Berished. This facility is the first ever Indian defence manufacturing plant in Africa. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has raised concerns after President Donald Trump increased the application fee for H-1B visas to $100,000. The chamber, in a statement, said they are concerned about the impact of the new H-1B visa rules on employees, their families, and employers. It said they are working with the administration and its members to understand the full implications and the best path forward. Earlier, the White House had issued a major clarification regarding the new H-1B visa policy that caused confusion and panic in the tech industry, saying that a $100,000 fee will be a one-time payment imposed only on new applicants. It said those who already hold H-1B visas and are currently outside the country right now will not be charged $100,000 fee to re-enter. It will also not affect renewals or current visa holders. Meanwhile, India has said it is examining the implications of the US decision to impose a $100,000 fee on H-1B visa applications, but stressed that the measure could have humanitarian consequences. Meanwhile, the government has advised all its missions and posts to extend all possible help to Indian nationals who are traveling back to the US in the next 24 hours or so. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in the special series Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has led the UPI revolution, making digital payments seamless, secure, and accessible for all.
Under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has witnessed a profound transformation driven by technology. At the heart of this transformation is UPI, the Unified Payments Interface. Launched in 2016 by the National Payments Corporation of India, UPI has revolutionized the nation's payment ecosystem by integrating multiple bank accounts into a single mobile application. The system enables seamless fund transfers, merchant payments, and peer-to-peer transactions. In his Independence Day address this year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke about the power of UPI.
UPI का हमारा प्लेटफॉर्म आज दुनिया को अजूबा कर रहा है. हमारे में सामर्थ्य है. रियल टाइम ट्रांजैक्शन में 50% अकेला भारत UPI के माध्यम से करता है.
The scale of UPI today is remarkable. In August 2025 alone, UPI has crossed 20 billion transactions. A juice vendor from Delhi, Rohit, hailed the features of the UPI, saying that it has made money transactions seamless and reduced the dependency to visit the banks.
जब से UPI आया है तब से हम लोगों के जीवन में काफी बदलाव आया है क्योंकि UPI से ना केवल हमारे को बैठे बैठे पेमेंट मिलती है उल्टा हमारे कहीं भी भेजने के लिए हमें कहीं जाना नहीं पड़ता ना हमें बैंक जाना पड़ता पैसा हमारे डायरेक्ट अकाउंट में आता है टाइम सेविंग होता है बस मैं यही कहना चाहूंगा कि आज के युग में बिना यूपीआई के ट्रांजेक्शन लेन देन व्यापार कुछ भी पॉसिबल नहीं है यूपीआई के लिए मैं भारत सरकार का धन्यवाद करता हूँ क्योंकि इसी ने ही हमारे जीवन को एक नया मोड़ दिया है बदलाव दिया है
India's digital payments revolution is now gaining international momentum. Currently, UPI is operational in countries including UAE, Singapore, Bhutan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, France, and Mauritius. By offering a seamless, secure, an accessible platform for both individuals and businesses, UPI has played a pivotal role in promoting financial inclusion and accelerating the nation's shift towards a cashless economy.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Lads. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the NewsOn AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. The festival of Mahalay is being observed in different parts of the country today. Mahalay marks the end of Pitrupaksh Shraddh and the beginning of Durga Puja festivities. Mahalay is considered to be the day Goddess Durga defeated the demon Mahishasur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have extended their wishes on the occasion. A report.
Mahalaya heralds the beginning of Durga Puja festivities for the Bengali community as the Devi Paksha follows the end of Mahalaya. People throng at the ghats of the rivers and ponds to pay homage to their predecessors, which is known as Tarpun. The dawn began with the Akashvani Kolkata's iconic Mohishasur Mordini collection of mantras and songs rendered in the iconic voice of Birendra Krishna Bhadra.
धरणीर बहिराकाशे अंतरित मेघमाला प्रकृतिर अंतराकाशे जागरित ज्योतिर्मयी जगन्मातार आगमन वार्ता आनंदमयी महामायार पदध्वनि.
Commemorating the mythical moment when goddess Durga was invoked to descend to earth and vanquish the demon king Mahishasura, a powerful symbol of the triumph of good over evil. Sandipan Dashgupta, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
In international news, Afghan officials have sharply rejected U.S. threats to reclaim Bagram Air Base, emphasizing that any attempt to re-establish a foreign military presence would be met with unyielding resistance. Afghan Defense Minister Mohammad Yaqub Mujahid, in a statement, said that if the U.S. doesn't want to leave and want more bases, then they should be ready to fight for another 20 years. The statement comes after U.S. President Donald Trump issued a stern warning to Afghanistan, demanding the return of the Bagram Air Base to the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened Venezuela with incalculable consequences if the country does not immediately take back immigrants. President Trump issued the threat in a social media platform yesterday. The U.S. president's outburst came a day after he announced another strike against alleged drug vessels from Venezuela in the Caribbean that killed three men he described as male narco-terrorists. The last solar eclipse of the year is set to take place today. The eclipse will begin at 1:29 p.m. according to Eastern Daylight Time and 10:59 p.m. according to Indian Standard Time, and will be visible in the southern hemisphere, across the parts of Australia, Antarctica, Pacific Ocean and other areas, while India would not be able to witness it. On to sports now. India's Anand Kumar Velkumar clinched gold in the men's 42km marathon and made history at the 2025 World Speed Skating Championships in China. He won two golds and a bronze. It is his third medal at the ongoing event. Velkumar's journey began on a cement badminton court near his home with humble beginnings that fueled a 15-year dream. India and Pakistan are set to renew cricket's fiercest rivalry tonight in the Super 4 stage of the DP World Asia Cup 2025 at the Dubai International Stadium. The match begins at 8 p.m. Indian time. A report.
India go into tonight's Super 4 clash with a dominant record against Pakistan in T20 International. 11 wins from 14 matches, including the commanding 7-wicket victory in the Group A match on September 14th. The road to this stage has been contrasting. India cruised through the Group A unbeaten, while Pakistan scraped into the Super 4s with a win over UAE. For India, a win tonight put directly to the September 28th final. For Pakistan, it's simple. They must win to stay alive in the tournament. The build-up has carried its share of controversy. PCB chief Mohsin Naqvi demanded the removal of match referee Andy Pycroft over what he called interference in the toss process in the last match. But ICC has stood firm and Pycroft will remain in charge for this high-stakes showdown today. Conditions at the Dubai International Stadium looks perfect for cricket. Clear skies, temperatures hovering around 35 degrees Celsius, and little chance of dew. The pitch is expected to favour batters and history leans in India's way, having won 6 of the 10 T20 internationals at this venue. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi to address the nation at 5 this evening. New GST rates to come into effect midnight tonight. Reduced rates to bring relief to common man. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to embark on a 2-day visit to Morocco today. U.S. President Donald Trump demands to regain control over Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. Taliban rejects. Mahalaya being observed in different parts of the country. In the Asia Cup T20 cricket, India to take on Pakistan in Super 4 stage clash in Dubai. And with that, we end the midday news. Have a great day.